Absolutely. When I'm calling for the Dublin government to do the right thing by the ordinary working people and to abolish this very unpopular and controversial property tax. Right now, people right around the whole country, throughout the whole 32 counties, are absolutely stressing in relation to what's in front of us. And we hear a lot of talk about we need to look after the big businesses. But I hear very, very little talk about looking after the ordinary working class. What we need to do now is to look after the interest of ordinary working people throughout the whole country. And that one of the steps that can relieve a lot of the anxiety and the stress and the worry about finances is to abolish the property tax. But the people who are going to be most hit by this emergency, what the virus, is going to be the poor, the working class, the homeless, and those who have lost their jobs with no of any income coming in to their family home. And I would ask the government to do the right thing by the people now. And this is your moment to stand up for the working people and do the right thing and abolish the property tax now.
Do you think that there is more of a focus on helping businesses out in their plight as opposed to, as you mentioned, helping individual families?
Absolutely, there is. And if you look at the ideology of the majority of the parties in Leinster House, they're pro-capitalist. They're very much into the neoliberal ideology, which basically looks after the interest of the business classes. And when you hear them talk, that comes across very, very strongly. You don't hear them talking about the ordinary working class people. You don't hear them referring to working class communities, need that be in rural settings and the inner cities or in Gaeltacht areas like where I represent. So what we need to do is we have an opportunity here now to try to change the whole system after at the end of this crisis, the whole system that is very much focused on making rich people richer. And if this emergency has done anything, it exposes completely the inequality in society, the gap between the very rich and the very much the working class and the poor, where we have big companies now with their hands right around government, ask them to bail them out, but yet fails to talk about the ordinary workers who actually keeps this country afloat, and no talk is coming, or no real talk is coming from the government or the ministers in relation to ordinary working class people. It's ordinary working class people who pays their wages. It's ordinary work class people who makes profit for the big businesses. And it's time that working class people's interest was looked after first and foremost.